Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to episode 840. Behind me, we got Michael Kordak's 1968 Blab Side Shovel, baby. Old school right there. Oh, to see those things back in the day running all over the roads. Great stuff. Great stuff right there. Later on, you're going to be redirected to the full show with Hollywood and China Doll getting into it. It's going to be a pretty good one, man. We're going to be talking about moves that women can do to get a guy interested, if you know what I mean. I would have done this video yesterday, but we had to cover that Mongol's Ninth Circuit of Appeal opening arguments, but it looks like Sonny got a huge send-off. They are estimating that 7,000 people came to the Speedway to send him off. And there was a celebrity there that has everybody up in arms on the leftist media, if you know what I mean. Yes, Tucker Carlson, he spoke at Sonny's memorial. Yeah, we got that coming up. I'm going to let that play out. But one of the reasons why I'm so pumped about talking about this is because there was a sheriff in a cowboy hat, of all places, in Cali. I've been raving about what the hell is going on there. But he was coming out saying there was going to be all kinds of violence, how bad everybody was. And guess what? There wasn't a single act of violence anywhere. Not a single act. And here this dude was all over the media bashing MCs, bashing the Hells Angels, and it costed taxpayers millions for this little idiot. It costed them millions of dollars. Oh, I would be pissed if I was a citizen in that town or county. Because here this guy was, he was really pumping it in the news media, and nothing happened. It's a beautiful thing when you see these schmucks go out there, run their mouths about how violent clubs are, and then get made to look stupid. And then the news media even tries covering for them. Well, he was basing them decisions on their past. Get out of there. He looks stupid. You know what? Let's take a look at that video. You're going to laugh your ass off.
A final group of bikers to leave the Speedway could be heard fading into the distance.
Everybody was very well behaved.
Sylvia Baker, a vendor on the inside at the event working the margarita business, got there early and stayed the entire day.
We set up at 6:30 this morning, got started at 12. Everybody was waiting. It was a great event.
She offered a positive take on the event and the crowd.
Well, they tipped well. That's always great.
Comparing the crowd at the Sonny Barger Memorial Service to some of the other large-scale events and gatherings she's worked, Sylvia's saying this one stayed pretty calm.
There was not even an angry bump of shoulders here.
That sentiment in stark contrast to what the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office was prepared for.
We're just prepared for worst case scenario here.
The sheriff basing his concern on gatherings over decades past involving the Hells Angels group.
This is an event that we've made it clear that we believe could turn dangerous. And the history of these events prove that out.
So for safety's sake, law enforcement countywide was beefed up.
It's going to be into the millions of dollars that we've spent to make sure that our citizens stay safe.
I feel like we wasted our tax dollars. It was not needed.
But the sheriff saying in advance of the event that it's preparedness and the safety measures his office is taking that will keep anything negative from happening. From the standpoint of those on the inside, the event turned out to be a memorable one.
People that hadn't seen each other in 30 years got together. It was very meaningful. Lots of people there shed some tears. Great memories were shared.
We reached out to the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office to see how the night went. And although no one was available for comment tonight, the Sheriff's Office did post on its Facebook page that it only responded to a few minor incidents in connection to this event and that those incidents were dealt with, but that resources would be on hand throughout the county throughout the night. Reporting from Stockton, Melanie Wing.
Well, there was only a few minor incidences, nothing newsworthy to report. And they don't want to give a statement anymore. It's like they ran into the closet, closed the door, and said, you know, well, we screwed up, man. You know, we really wanted it to happen out there. That's the way most law enforcement are. They want something to happen, or they'll send in undercover CIs or something to make it happen. You know, kind of like Waco and all that crap. Yeah, didn't work out for them, did it? Didn't work out. I love it. Let's go to this real quick before I show you another video. 7,000. Where'd you go here? Man, what the hell happened here? You have to go back there. 7,000 attend funeral for Hell's Angel leader Sonny Barger at Stockton 99 Speedway. That thing was packed. What a send-off, man. What a send-off. Thousands of people gathered at Stockton 99 on Saturday for the funeral of Ralph Sonny Barger, longtime president and founding member of the Oakland chapter of the Hell's Angels. It was a event that San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office warned on Friday could become dangerous. Nothing. How do you feel, man? You look like a moron. Let's see here. But those in attendance cried, shared stories, and remembered the 83-year-old Modesto native who died in June of cancer. Even though he was blind in one eye and he packed his oxygen well, when his kickstand was up, you better catch up, one speaker said. As of early evening on Saturday, no significant incidents had occurred at the funeral, a spokesman for the sheriff's office said. I bet he was pissed that nothing happened. And this is Sheriff Patrick Withrow. Yes. So next time you guys are going to the voting booth, maybe you should think about the millions of dollars that this guy wasted just to get in the news. What a dork. There you can see some of the speakers, some of the angels, their friends, all that type of stuff listening. It was a pretty good event from what I could maintain. Let's see here. Yeah, it was just a regular type of deal that they tried to really, really make the public afraid of. I'd be pissed if I were you guys. Now, Fox's News, Tucker Carlson speaks at the Hells Angels president's funeral, and we got that entire, you know, little spiel that he did, and boy are they mad that he spoke at it. But anything to go after him, they go after him all the time in the media because he speaks the truth and they don't like it. So let's go ahead, take a look at it, see what it has to say.
Sonny Barger, to me, he is an American legend. He is what freedom and the rebel in us and the heart and soul of what America is about, and that is to do what you want and appreciate what this land is, and that is democracy. That is the freedom of anything, from speech to travel to lifestyle. That's what he stands for.
Oh!
Stay loyal. Which made me emotional reading it. Stay loyal, remain free, and always value honor. Stand tall, stay loyal, remain free, and always value honor. And I thought to myself, if there is a phrase that sums up more perfectly what I want to be, what I aspire to be, and the kind of man I respect, I can't think of a phrase that sums it up more perfectly than that. And I thought, that came from Sonny Barger, the famous outlaw biker that every mom in my neighborhood was scared shitless of as a child. That's Sonny Barger's worldview? Why aren't we hearing that from the people who run the country? Why is it left to Sonny Barger to say, stand tall, stay loyal, remain free, and always value honor? The President of the United States should be saying that every single morning as he salutes the flag, but only Sonny Barger is saying it. And I thought to myself, I want to pay tribute to the man who spoke those words. And when I was invited to this funeral, I cleared my schedule and I thought, I don't care how hard it is to get from Maine to Stockton. I'm going and I'm here and I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me. And I hope that you continue to represent those views. Amen.
You know, in the beginning of that one, where the girl's speaking, that's what a lot of people felt about Sonny and the way they looked at him. And his biggest thing about how he lived life the way he wanted to live. And I think Tucker really put that in perspective when he was up there talking about Sonny. He didn't even know Sonny, but because of the letter that he wrote about how he felt about freedom, that got Tucker on a plane out there to speak at this memorial. And you know what, that is what the older generation was all about. You know, you had Sonny, Taco, you had JR, all those older fellers really believed in this country, even though law enforcement didn't like them worth a crap. They would harass them, they would beat them type of guys. And those guys are really the ones that paved it for the rest of us. The old timers, man, the hardcore old graybeards, they really lived life the way they wanted to live it. And hopefully we get something out of all this where you listen to those words, man. You listen to the words of the older guys, learn what the hell you're supposed to be like or look up to, if you will. So that is the closing chapter on Sonny Barger, the memorial. 7,000 people, and he was able, even in death, to make the cops look stupid. I love it. I do. I love it. We're going to go to the second half of the show right now with
Shine
for the second half of this show, Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Shine Adal's coming in the studio right now. Rock on. I can't believe that you wanted to talk about smelly cooter pockets before we came on air. What's wrong with you?
You said, what's the show's topic? And I said, smelly cooter pockets.
Smelly cooter pockets? Are you having a problem down there?
No, I was kidding. I couldn't get my stuff up on the computer fast enough, so I figured I would at least say that, because then it made it look like I was looking for something. I don't know.
Oh, that you were prepared.
Yeah.
Which you weren't.
No.
Sad state of affairs with you, man. Sad state of affairs.
I mean, I was half prepared.
You were half prepared.
Yeah, half.
Well, I got to give her that, man. At least, half. You know, I don't smell a cooter pocket over here. You know what? Do you douche?
No, you're not supposed to.
Now, I want to know why you're not supposed to douche, because a lot of other women out there douche.
They douche.
And they got nice smelly cooter pockets.
Because gynecologists will actually tell you that they're not good for your vagina.
Then why do they sell it?
I don't know. People make money because people think, ew, if I squirt it up there, but people aren't smart enough to ask doctors if they're good for you.
I think you're full of shit.
It messes up your pH balance in your hoo-ha.
In your hoo-ha.
Uh-huh. Cooter pocket. Taco. Oh, it's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday out there. Hopefully everybody's doing good in the comments section. Florida's about to get smacked.
Yeah.
They're
tomorrow
now,
or today they're calling or it the, something.
They're calling
know.
It the storm of the century. And here I am. I'm worrying. I was like, man, my brothers are down there. My mother's down there. And that's going to smack the shit out of Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
They're already evacuating people because it's going to be such a big storm surge down there.
Hey, I'm more worried about your younger brother's dog, Biscuit, because he's by himself.
No, they're going to be over there taking care of him and stuff like that. They're not going to let the dog by himself.
Poor puppers.
Poor puppy.
Yeah, because he's over the road, so he's not even there.
Yeah, he's a truck driver and stuff, but you know, his house is facing the brunt of where the storm's supposed to be.
Yeah, and your other brother's house, one's going to get it in the front, the other one's going to get it in the back.
Yeah, it's going to be a terrible thing, they're saying. They're saying water's going to be all over the place, these storm surges.
Yeah, they're saying to make sure.
We got a lot of subscribers down in Florida, too.
Make sure
they're going to get
smacked.
Fill
your vehicles up with gas because they might be out of power.
It was funny. I was reading a story on this, and they said you should have emergency plans ready to go. And I'm like, okay, well, you live in Florida. Don't you think you should have them already?
I think you would have had them before you moved there. Or like when you first
moved there. Generators, stuff like that. Make sure you have that stuff.
Well, we already know that your brother is always prepared because he's been through a whole bunch of them down there.
Oh, yeah. He's been through a bunch of them. He's got his guns. He's got fucking survival packs. It's like, holy cow, calm down now. It's not the end of the world.
He's got generators. He boards up usually his windows.
Well, they have to do that down there.
Yeah.
They have to.
Well, and I know they said that he has to go board up your brother's because they didn't get a chance to finish putting the shutters on because his house is relatively new.
So a little nervous over here. A little nervous.
A little bit.
A little bit, man, because this is supposed to be a big storm.
Yeah, they're saying right now it's like at a 3 or a 4.
Yeah, they just evacuated like 300,000 people out of the Tampa Bay area. We got to watch out for Iron Horse. He's down there in Tampa Bay, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you guys got to be careful down there. You really do. Sad state of affairs, man, coming in.
If you're down in Florida, make sure you touch base. Let us know you all are okay.
Yeah, you know, have a hurricane party or something. Get naked. It's the best way of letting a hurricane pass, I hear. Hurricane parties.
Why do they got to get naked?
Because that's a party, man. If you don't get naked, you ain't partying.
Wow. I got to remember that now.
Yeah, you do.
So I guess every time we have a party, we have to be naked?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to get naked. Got to get down. Have some fun.
All right. Remember that, people. If you're having a party, y'all got to be naked. Hollywood said so.
Some changes are coming our way here. We are getting a lot of interest from running ads on our Spotify and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're upgrading a little bit of the equipment and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know, we have to cut out some other services that we're gonna do. So that'll be coming out. I'll let you know what that stuff is and all that good stuff. But today,
what?
Talking about cooter pockets?
What? No,
you said you had something that you wanted me to debate you with.
Yeah.
And that is moves that, what?
Gestures that make you irresistible to men. It's for the women out there.
So it's for the women.
And we're going to see what Hollywood's opinion
is. We're going to see what Hollywood has to say. There's only one gesture that you ever need to do in order to win a man's heart.
Ooh, 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 I know.
What is it?
Your head down bobbing.
That's the only gesture you need. Why waste your time on anything else? You don't need to waste your time.
Yeah, you do. You got to get to that level.
What do you mean get to that level? All you have to do is real easy. Drop to your knees. You're done.
Wow.
Am I right or wrong?
Are you easy or what?
I'm very easy. Oh. If it has a hole, come here.
You're nasty.
But you're talking about gestures, and I'm talking about that's one only one that a woman needs to do.
Yeah, well, that's not in the top 10 over here, okay?
Okay, let's hit the first one. I want to hear just the first one, because I know with China Doll, she wants to rush. What do you got?
Light up a room with your smile.
The hell's that do for me? Everybody smiles.
When you what the hell does that? When you smile, it makes other people smile.
Okay, the only time I want to smile is when I see the head.
Ouch. Wow.
A back of the head is what makes a guy smile. Am I right or wrong out there? The back of the head of a woman is the only thing that'll make a man smile.
A lot of people would say cooking.
Well, see, you know what? I have to admit, you have been getting better with your cooking. You know, you have been putting a little more effort into it. You do very good. Especially your grilling skills.
Yeah.
You kick ass when it comes to grilling.
Thanks.
You do.
I'm good.
You take your time. You get the spices going. Mm. So what happens when you come home? I want to know that.
What do you mean?
Does that all go out the window with you?
What do you mean when I... What are you talking about when I come home?
You can barbecue like hell.
Yeah.
Outside or out camping, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
But when we get home, it's like, why is this microwaved?
I haven't been microwaving nothing.
What do you mean you haven't been microwaving nothing?
Anything that I've given you in the past, like, week, 2 weeks, I haven't been microwaving.
But why is there always a switch with you?
Because it depends on my mood.
Oh, so you have to be in the mood.
Yeah.
To cook a dinner.
Yeah.
For your hubby.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit, man.
What? It's true.
Why?
Because sometimes cooking's blah.
Now, you're starting to do it good. You're starting to, you know, even my steaks, you're doing good now.
Yeah.
You're getting the spices just right.
Well, that's easy.
Wouldn't that be a gesture is to cook good?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
That would make me smile. Cook me a steak. Get on your knees. I'm great. That's all a man ever wants. See, we're easy.
But what a man wants isn't what he gets.
Men are easy. We're not complicated like you women.
We are complicated.
You are. You're a bunch of asinines. Because you guys make big deals out of nothing.
Mountains out of molehills.
Exactly.
Yup. That's how we work.
So the only two gestures you really need is the cooking and on your knees. We're very simple species here, us men. Well, women, on the other hand.
These are the things that would attract you to them when you meet.
Okay, again, so what's the problem? You're saying what? If I go into a bar and meet a chick, she falls on her knees, hey, you got me.
Dude, that ain't gonna happen.
It's happened.
Yeah, when you were like 20.
Oh, how salty.
What?
Why are you so salty?
I'm not salty.
But you can't admit, if you're with somebody, those two things wouldn't light up a guy's day?
Well, God, what guy wouldn't be lit up by
They do call it blowjob and steak days.
What the hell? No.
Yes.
No such thing.
Every day's one for me, I want.
Oh, really? You want to eat a steak every day?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You seen the cost of steaks nowadays, buddy?
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Steaks nowadays?
Is that why you get me the generic fake steaks of pork steaks instead of the real steaks? But I have to admit, pork steaks are better.
You said you like pork steaks better than real steaks. But
I do.
But I did surprise you the other day and got a real one. A New York strip steak.
Okay, what else are you going to try to impress me with here?
Flatter him. Men love compliments.
You got to stoke our egos is what they're saying.
Stroke it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Stroke that ego.
Just like you stroke something else.
Rude. No.
How is that rude?
No.
You know, you women claim to be, you know, these angels out there, but you're the first ones to reach down the pants. Ooh, let me play with that.
Not always.
Most of the time.
Not always. Not all women.
Okay, how would you stroke an eagle?
Compliment.
Oh, Hollywood's always right. That's an eagle right there.
Compliment on how good they look. Yep.
You never do that.
Well, self-explanatory.
Ouch. Listen here, Amajima. You schmuck. See, I'm good at giving you compliments, you schmuck.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I don't compliment you?
That's not a compliment.
No, but do I compliment you every day?
Not every day, most days. Most days.
Why are you lying to these people?
Oh, so calling me pretty toes every day is a compliment?
Or your eyes look good, or...
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a while.
Oh, I just said it the other day! Those piercing eyes.
The other day. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Or you're looking good, mama. I say that all the time.
What'd you say today? What did you say today? Why you look like you're crabby.
Yeah, why you look like you crab ass?
I'm not crabby.
See, I wake up at the same time you do.
Nobody told you to.
But I do it in support of you.
Oh.
And I don't even get a thank you.
Yeah, I've said that to you before.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you know, a couple weeks back.
And people don't think that I compliment you. Now, that you're lying if you say I don't.
I never said you didn't. I just said you say the same compliments all the time.
Oh, so now I got to mix it up.
Yeah, you got to mix it up.
Okay, yeah. Bend over. I just say, hey, you got a nice looking asshole. Can I colon cleanse?
The answer would be no, thank you. And then I'd leave. Or I'd tell you.
She don't
or
even.
Or I'd tell you, get out.
She don't even get to the point of cup and go.
Nope.
She won't even get there.
Nope. No.
So what would you say to me to stoke the ego?
I wouldn't have to.
Why not? It says you're supposed to.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to with you. All I got to do is grab your balls. It's over.
Well, yes, but I like I like hearing nice things, too. You don't want to say nice things to me? Besides, fuck you, you're an asshole, jackass, you know, all that stuff you call me?
You had a good show.
Oh, I had a good show. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then usually it stopped peeing on the floor in the bathroom. Make sure you put the seat down so I stop falling in. And please put your laundry in the basket, not on the floor in the hallway.
See, I don't get any compliments.
Those are compliments.
None. It kind of, it's like you're an old rag.
Ouch.
You rag on me all the time.
You're mean.
You hateful. Do, though.
Hateful. Be nice.
See, whenever you don't like something, you say you're hateful.
Be nice.
But you have to admit that you're not nice to me.
Not always, no. There's been lots of times you'll come in the bedroom and I'll be like, what do you want? And then you'll sit on the bed and all of a sudden you'll fart and I'll tell you, get out. Stop stinking up my room. Go in your own place.
See, you need the two separate rooms to have your own kind of like privacy, if you will.
Well, it just makes for better sleeping for both of us.
Mm. So in a normal people's relationship.
What's normal?
What would a woman say to a man to give him a compliment?
You got big hands. Does that mean? Never mind.
Always going to the sex, this one. Always going to the sex. Hey, by the way, you're postmenopausal, right?
Yeah.
Because I need to understand something.
What?
You got these highs and you got these lows when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
You're on the downturn right now.
No, I'm just eh.
You're just what? Eh?
Eh.
What the hell does that mean?
Eh.
Explain it to our people out there. What's
okay,
that
well,
mean?
Here's an example. You know, I'm in the shower yesterday trying to take a bath. I'm soaking in the tub, right? God forbid I can soak in the tub without someone, mainly you, walking in to have to pee.
It happens. I gotta piss.
So it's like, okay, was gonna bring my toy in there. Thank God I didn't, because I would have been interrupted.
You know what? I never interrupt you when you're playing with yourself.
How do you know? You don't knock in the bathroom. You just show up.
Anywhere else. You know, I know when your door's closed, that means you're, you know, getting down.
Yeah, well, normally when my door is closed, it's when you're either taking a nap or you're in bed.
So what the hell's the problem?
Because sometimes I want it other times and I can't because you walk in.
Can't you put it yourself on a schedule?
No, I can't just be like, oh, well, every day at this time. No.
Well, wouldn't it be giving you something to look forward to?
I don't need a schedule. I can just do it when I feel like it, and you just like to interrupt.
Well, maybe I want to look. Maybe I want to watch. What's wrong with that?
You're terrible.
Oh, you like it to when you're by yourself.
Yes.
With your thoughts. I yes. get it now.
Yes.
Okay, what's number three on this?
Break the touch barrier. A small touch will tell him that you're attracted to him, like touch his arm, lean against him slightly. It kind of signals that you're interested and he'll respond immediately.
Women do that all the time. Does that mean they're interesting?
It might.
What do you mean it might?
I don't know. It depends on the woman, I guess.
They lean up against you. You just smell their pretty perfume.
Yep.
But, you know, there's something wrong, though, nowadays. Something wrong.
Why? What?
A lot of women don't wear perfume anymore. What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know. I do. All the
is
time.
That like out of style or something now?
I doubt it. They just don't like smelling good.
But am I right or wrong? A lot of women don't wear it anymore.
I don't know. All the ones I know do.
Like you, you wear this what? This strawberry stuff?
Yeah, or my watermelon. I either have strawberry or watermelon.
Watermelon is, you know, it does.
The one I
nice.
Have right now is watermelon lemonade, and then the one I have at work is strawberry pound cake.
Strawberry pound cake?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You gotta tell them why the hell you have perfume at work.
Because every time I go out for a cigarette, when I come back in, I spray myself with perfume and go behind the counter.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Because the company doesn't want us smelling like cigarettes when we come back in. So everybody that smokes brings a bottle of perfume and sprays themselves before they get back.
Then it don't make them any don't make them look any better, the perfume.
What do you mean?
You know, you got some ugly, you know, stuff out there, you know.
Perfume is not supposed to make you look better. It's just supposed to make you smell better.
Well, that's the thing, though. Smell is equated to looks.
No, it's not.
No, to men, it is.
No, maybe just to you.
If well, yeah, maybe to me then. If they ain't looking good and they ain't smelling good, you know, there's a problem. They ain't
so what if they
yourself.
Smell good and they don't look good?
There's another problem.
Because that could be a thing.
Well, yeah, I gotta admit, that is kind of a thing. They might like look like a pig
or
something. Or
what if they look good but don't smell good?
That's even worse. You know they got a rotten smelling cooter pocket then.
If they don't smell good.
If they do not smell good, that is the number one thing that's going to tell you if she takes care of herself.
So guys, does your old lady wear perfume?
It don't even have to be that. It could be they just stink. Or they don't. You to have the hottest freaking broad out there. But they stink. And it's like, dude.
Then you better tell her to get some
go clean
deodorant.
The fish market, man.
You better tell her to go get some deodorant. What the hell?
Have you ever noticed that with a woman?
No.
They were hot, but they stunk?
No.
Oh, come on. You're going to say you never ran into that?
No, I've ran into ones that are, yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, they're not hot.
What the hell is wrong with you? What are
they're,
you doing?
They're, yeah. They're not wah. Eh. Like, E-H, eh, that they're okay looking, but they're not hot, but they're not ugly.
Oh.
What? They're like, eh.
What do you consider a hot woman?
Someone that takes care of themselves.
Well, what is your perfect woman?
Dude, we've discussed this like 1,000 times.
Well, I want to know now.
They don't have to have big boobs, but they got to have a nice butt, and they got to smell good, and they got to look dress nice and take care of themselves.
See? Smell is in that.
Mm-hmm.
So you agree smell is a part of an attraction.
Well, if you think about it, you got to go with your senses.
Ah, very good. Keep going.
Like what you can see, What you can smell, what you can taste, and what you can hear.
So now you know what I'm talking about smell.
And when you touch them, that they don't feel gross.
What do you mean they don't feel gross? Well, how the hell you feel gross?
Because it's like if they're taking care of themselves, like, and you like touch their arm and their arm is smooth, it's not like
green. Oh, you're talking about skin smoothness.
Yeah, like
soft.
Yeah, like they're soft. Not you know.
And see, that's the same thing with men. They want the woman to be soft. They don't want them to be all hard all over
like,
the place.
Yeah, like wear some lotion. You got some nasty elbows or something, man. Put on some lotion.
Well, men always
have that. I don't want to be scratched up by your elbows.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as a woman's concerned, is you do want to have that softness to them.
Yeah, you want a soft, nice touch.
Because it makes them kind of like elegant or some shit like that.
Yeah. Makes you want to touch them.
When they're all freaking blistered up and they got all kinds of hard-ass shit. That's nasty.
Ew.
Am I right or wrong?
That is gross. Ew. Knock it off. That's nasty.
Okay, let's go to another one here. See, we agree, though.
When you first meet him, greet him warmly. Like, give him a big hug and tell him you've been looking forward to meeting him. Make them feel liked immediately.
How the hell does that happen, though? If you haven't never met them, why the hell would you walk up to somebody and give them a hug if you never met them?
If you're let's say it's like a blind date. Be like, oh,
women would do that
shit?
What if they were fished?
Then you wouldn't.
What if they were catfished?
Then you wouldn't. Be like, yeah, hi, how you doing? Yeah.
You know, a man gets this freaking picture, this bombacious blonde, walks in, next thing you know, she's a 400-ton freaking, needs a,
what
you know,
does
two
it matter
trips.
What she weighs?
It makes a lot of difference.
No, it don't. Big girls need love, too.
No. I'm talking about if they send you a picture.
That's false advertisement.
Yes.
False advertisement's bullshit. They're a-holes for doing
but
that.
But at the same time, if you're just meeting somebody, why would you hug them? I don't get that.
I hug people.
What if they have cooties?
You could tell when you look at them if they got cooties.
Okay, how? How can you tell?
Because they just don't look all put together.
I don't understand still.
Well, then don't understand. It's a woman thing. You'll never get it.
Is it as far as the way they're...
A lot of women are huggy people. I'm a huggy person. When I meet people, I like hugs. I give hugs.
What's in it for you?
Nothing. I just like hugs. I like being squeezed.
Like a pimple?
No. God, why are you being dumb today?
What do you mean, why am I being dumb? I'm just asking questions.
I like hugs. God. You don't like being touched, so it doesn't matter.
No, I don't like being touched.
So it doesn't matter. So who cares about you right there? I like getting hugs. I like giving hugs.
Mm.
That's why COVID sucked. Couldn't hug people.
You couldn't hug people. That's why you were mad, because you couldn't hug people?
Dude, I was mad because I'm a huggy person, and you couldn't do that, and it pissed me off. Fuck. Jerks. No touchy! It's COVID, no touchy.
You think it's completely normal to meet a person and hug them?
Yeah, if they're like attractive.
No, I'm talking about anybody. You just meet them. You think it's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
You're whacked.
All right, so?
What's the purpose of the hug if you don't know them? There's no emotions there. There's high.
There doesn't have to be emotions there when you give a hug.
What happened to a handshake?
I don't want to touch people's hands.
But you'll hug them.
Yeah, but you're not touching their hands. Your hands are on their clothes.
What if they're dirty clothes?
I don't like shaking people's hands because you don't know where the frickin' hand has been.
Well, you don't know where their shirts have been.
Hopefully in the washer and the dryer. I mean, if they look filthy, I'm not going to hug them. Like, if they just got off work, and you could tell they just got off work because they're dirty and they're stanky, I ain't hugging that, no.
Mm.
But if they look presentable and all that, I'd be like, hi, hug. How are you?
What's the next one? fucking weirdo.
Be playful. Stop being so serious on dates. Be playful, silly, and have fun. Men love being around women who like to have a good time.
No. No. Uh-uh. I hate that.
That explains why you have no female friends.
I hate that.
That's why you're a hater.
It's not a hater.
You're a hater.
You don't go out there and act goofy when you first meet somebody.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't, because you're putting on, how can I say it?
That's your personality, it works.
What do you mean if that's your personality?
If you're a fun, goofy kind of person, then why would you want to fake who you are?
You would actually, you know, wait for that.
Why?
And, you know,
why?
Be cool.
Why? If that's the kind of person you are and that's your personality, you got to be yourself.
So you can't be yourself by just sitting there chilling and talking.
That's lame.
How is that lame?
That's lame.
How is somebody supposed to get to know you if the woman's being all giggly, bubbly crap?
Because they're, oh my God, dude, this is why you don't go on dates.
Well, I'm married, dumbass.
Well, this is why you never went on dates. Because you're
skipped that part.
Because you're always serious. You don't know how to have fun. You're boring.
How am I boring?
Because you expect to go on a date with somebody and just sit there and talk.
Well, yeah.
No,
so you get to figure them out.
If there's good music playing in the background and a good song comes on and you're sitting there and you're talking to somebody, sorry, I'm going to be the type of person that gets someone and goes, ooh, I like this song.
Boring, I am not.
You are boring.
How is that?
Because, okay, see how you're sitting right now?
Yes.
That's how you sit when we go out in public. You're boring.
Why? Because I don't want to, you know, I'm a little older now. I don't want to act like an ass.
So what if you're older? Dude, big deal. Age is just a number. My bad. You act it. You act older than your age. Loosen
up. Now you're telling me to loosen up.
Loosen up, dude. Quit being boring. Loosen up. If a good song comes on. You mean if you hear a good song when you're out somewhere, you're not going to sit there and go like this and bop your head to it?
No, I've never done that, and you know that.
Yeah, I know, because you're boring. You don't even do it in the vehicle when we're driving somewhere. You're boring.
Men that would turn off.
Well, then they're boring. Lame asses.
So why are they boring and lame asses? Because they're not into that shit?
Because you got to know how to have fun. You can't be serious 24/7. You got to, like, dude, live life and enjoy it. And, you know, I try to live every day like it's my last day. Because I don't want to have regrets.
Okay, so we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, totally agree to disagree.
Oh, by the way, guess
what? You're boring, I'm fun, face the facts.
It happens. But guess what?
What?
Guess what Tim Allen's doing?
What?
He's reprising his role as Santa Claus.
Lame.
You're going to sit here and tell me that's lame?
Yeah.
Even though you got Jack Frost's wife's hair.
No, I don't. My hair's been flat.
I don't know. She did her hair just coming out of the bathtub. I was like, can you do it that way?
No.
The messy look.
It's too long.
Well, how do you do it to where you can do that?
I got to shorten the top.
My God, it was like, holy shit, that's different.
The top has to be shorter. It's too long.
You need to do that.
Okay.
They need to see it because I was like, holy fuck.
Okay, George.
That was a whole different China now. Okay, I guess I'm not fun, so go on to the next one.
Keep it positive. Steer conversations to positive topics only. Not your annoying boss, annoying neighbor, or general life
frustration. Or your annoying actions.
Rude. You're just annoying.
I guess I'm just a hater.
You're a hater.
I guess I'm just a hater.
You're a hater. You're a hater. And one of the things, too, is when don't mention other men.
Well, you know, you don't ever want to mention another man. What the hell's wrong with you?
Don't mention your ex or tell him how many dates you've been on until you're at that one.
When is it a good time to actually bring up how many guys you've been with?
Not until you're in a relationship.
Is that something you women worry about, is telling another guy?
No.
How many guys you've been with? Because it's what? You times it by what? Three with a woman?
No. Usually women tell you dead on.
Oh, come on.
Most women do.
No.
Most women do.
You know where they're lying when you fall in. Oh, I only slept with two people. Then why the hell am I in the abyss right now? I can't feel the wall.
Dude, they're not going to be that friggin' dramatic. They ain't going to tell you, oh, I've been with two people. Yeah, you're like 45. How?
What's the average you think a woman has with a man?
It depends on their age, I think.
Really?
I think so.
Well, okay, teenage.
5 or less.
Okay, 20s.
10 or less.
30s.
20 or less.
So what, to go up by 10s or what?
I think so.
Seriously.
I think so. But see, you can be with somebody in many different ways, though. Because you could have just had a relationship where it was like, it wasn't even really a relationship. I mean, do blowjobs count? Or do you mean just having sex with?
Well, yeah, having sex with.
Full-blown sex.
Full-blown sex.
Okay, then
so does it go from fives in the teens?
It goes up to fives.
So it's not tens.
No. If it's full-blown sex, then I'd say fives. But if it includes only oral sex people, yeah, it's going to go up by tens.
So by the time a woman reaches 30, how many people? 15?
Yeah, at least 15.
Wow.
10 to 15. Yeah, I think so.
You bunch of hoes.
You are worse.
Hey, at least as a man, I know, but you guys are a bunch of hoes at that age. Man.
I mean, I know a few people that are like close to my age that are like, I only had sex with 5 people. Well, good for you.
You
liar.
Lived a boring life.
You're lame.
But do you see that as a negative, though? But
not really. I don't see it as a negative because you got to really think. A lot of people nowadays are going from one long relationship to the next. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people are playing the field anymore.
Well, with all the shit out there, why would they?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like people are in a relationship for like 5 years. Then they're single for like maybe a few months. And then they're in another long-term relationship.
There's like super freaking gonorrhea out there now.
Well, yeah, they're super.
Instead of green, it's like black and green.
Ew. Ew.
It's some stuff that, you know, you can't get rid of. Screw all that noise, man.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. No, thank you.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of people go through from one long-term relationship to another.
And I think that's detrimental, don't you?
Well, I think that makes you look better as a person if you didn't have, like, multiple partners.
Well, how does that make you look like a better person? Doesn't that become detrimental, though? To where you're dependent on somebody?
No, I don't know.
Could be.
Possibly.
It's a good subject, though. It's a good subject.
For another day.
What's
now.
Up? What do we got now?
Leave some things to your leave some things to the imagination. Don't share your entire life story on the first conversation that you have.
Does that include like looking down and up on them? You know, don't wear the Daisy Dukes or some shit like that. Get some imagination going.
That means don't show as much skin on the first date when it's with a female.
Do you notice they always do that?
I mean, my typical outfit any time of the day is like jeans and a tank top.
But there's a lot of other ones out there that it's skirts.
That's just how I dress on a norm. I mean, right now I'm wearing jeans and a tank top and I just threw a freaking hoodie on. So, I mean, my normal attire is jeans and a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I go out to the bar, it's jeans and a tank top.
Yeah, but the ones that are actually looking...
Well, they're busting out them short skirts that when they bend over, their lips hang out.
Hey, don't you find that gross, though? Or, you know, really, how can I say it, condescending to themselves?
I'm not a big fan of wearing things that are super short.
Because that never turned me on. Never with any women.
I think you should leave leave some things to the imagination. You don't want to bend over in front of them and your whole cooter pocket pops out. I mean...
Yeah, you don't want to be able to let them see what the hell they're looking for, you know, right on the first date.
No, you got to make them want more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a little bit mysterious.
Well, what the trouble is, women don't get that nowadays.
No, they all dress in like, God, even the teenagers nowadays, they're all dressing like a bunch of hoochies.
Well, they aren't. I don't think they're having respect for themselves because they're giving too much up.
Yeah. You got to be a little bit more on the down low with your dress code.
You do the way, you see some of these women. Look at them skirts. They're not even skirts anymore.
No.
And then they throw on their fucking heels.
Well, and then Daisy Dukes, man, they're even shorter now than they were.
Those even exist still?
Well, yeah.
They do?
Yeah, but now they're like shorter than what they were. Now they're walking around. Some of these girls are walking around in those shorts like we used to wear in gym class.
Oh, those were so fucking stupid. They actually walk around in there. What is the 80s coming back or something?
No, it's just what the younger generation's wearing. And it's like they bend over. You can see a lip hanging out one side. It's like, Jesus, put some pants on. Your mom lets you leave like that?
It kind of grosses you out.
It is. It's disgusting. I'm like shocked seeing some of these teenagers and how they dress nowadays. But you know damn well they're doing the same thing we did growing up, and they're bringing the clothes with them and changing at their friend's house or changing in school at the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're not leaving the house like that.
But as far as the older ones going into these bars.
Yeah, dress to impress. Don't dress to be a hoe.
Because then they're going to treat you like a hoe.
Exactly. You're dressing and you're wearing something super short where your things are all your, things are hanging out. They're going to treat you the way you're dressed.
I think that's very well said.
I mean, I think so. I've noticed it when I go out to the bar that the less clothes somebody's wearing, the more guys hit on that person.
And they just want to sit there and bang her once and that's done.
Yeah, they ain't out for no relationship. They want what's underneath that outfit because a lot of it's already popping out of it.
But isn't it where those women are actually out there from one night stands? Because I know us guys, we high five, but when a woman does it, it's something else.
I don't high five no chick for doing a one night stand.
Because you find that repulsive then.
Yeah. I think that shows they have no respect for themselves.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's another topic for another day.
That is another topic. Holy shit, man. She's coming up with some good ones today.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, and then along with leaving some things to the imagination and basically don't have your cooter pocket hanging out, wait till you guys are actually dating before you have sex.
What do you think the time period should be?
Well, I mean, okay, like, don't go banging them within the first week.
Give them a couple weeks.
Yeah, give it, like, at least a month. You got to see if
I would say so, yes.
You got to see if there's actually going to be a relationship, because if not, you're going to be a one and done.
Well, that's what most guys are doing now.
Then if that's what's the occurrence and it's going to be a one night stand or friends with benefits or something, then you need to have that out on the table before anything.
The problem is when you put that out on the table, one or the other don't understand that.
Well, you have to, the communication and like with everything else is the key. So you have to be able to communicate with who you're with that, hey, this is just going to be a one and done, or, hey, we can hook up anytime, friends with benefits kind of thing or whatever.
Cause I know with men, usually they're the biggest liars out there. Men are the biggest liars out there. And their whole fucking deal is to get laid.
Well, that's like, you can have one guy be like, oh yeah, we could be friends with benefits. And then he gets what he wants. And then he like blocks her on his shit.
Well, that's the way it works.
And it's like, that's why you don't just do it on the first date, man. You just don't.
And that's pretty bad when you can't trust somebody like that, man. Friends with benefits. And, they fuck it up.
You got to watch it. You got to watch out for yourself.
You do. And women more, they have to watch out.
Yeah, definitely.
What advice would you give a woman going into a bar?
Don't leave with the first person you talk to. Have a little respect for yourself.
What else? What else safety wise?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Don't leave your drink.
Never leave your drink unattended. See, me, when I go to the bar, I know the bartenders, but I won't leave my drink unattended, even though mine's just a freaking cherry Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
I will actually give mine to the bartender and he or she will put it behind the bar and they'll hold it back there till I get out of the bathroom. because that's the only place I don't bring my drink.
Because a lot of bad stuff happens.
Yeah, and for me, I mean, I know them, so I know they're not janky people. I won't leave it on the bar. Like, I did notice when I was at the bar the other night that this one person left their beer at the bar to go use the bathroom, and they put a napkin on top of it with, like, not their keys, but there was something, one of their belongings was across the top of the napkin.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if that was moved, they could tell somebody did something to their drink. So,
I wouldn't risk that.
I wouldn't risk it either. My thing is, you either give it to the bartender and get a new one when you come back out of the bathroom, or if you don't bring it outside when you smoke. I mean, I bring mine with me when I go smoke.
Mm.
But if you're going to leave it at the bar, you might as well just get a new drink. I mean, I've seen women that actually bring their drinks with them in the bathroom.
Well, that's the smart thing, ain't it?
But never leave your drink unattended because you don't know.
Very well said, man. Scary shit that happens.
Hell yeah.
What else we got?
The final one here is don't take him for granted. And that goes with guys taking women for granted.
I agree.
Make sure you say thank you more than once. They respond to men respond to appreciation. They like to know that you notice what they're doing for them. Like, let's say they're picking up the tab if you're at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show your appreciation. Don't just expect it.
That's the problem. A lot of women do expect that.
You know, it's like bust your wallet out. And if they're like, oh, I got it. And then be like, hey, I'll leave the tip. You know, pay a portion. Don't just make them pay the tab. Don't expect somebody to pay the tab. You need to be able to, if you're going out somewhere, make sure you got enough money to cover your own stuff.
That's a very good piece of advice right there.
I mean, I have people that I'll go to the bar and they'll be like, can I get you a drink? I'm like, dude, I'm drinking cherry Pepsi. I mean, for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. I get mine for free. So it's like, yeah, if you want to get me another cherry Pepsi, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's like I've had people offer to buy me shots, and a lot of times I decline because I can pay for myself. I don't need people buying me shit at the
bar. That's another problem is when somebody does buy drinks, they could slip something at that point.
Well, and it's not only just that they're buying drinks. It's a lot of times you got to be leery when they're buying you too many drinks because they have a goal. They want to get you drunk.
Oh, damn well they do.
So it's like, don't hesitate if somebody offers to buy you a drink to say no thank you.
Even if they get pissed off, tell them to go fuck off.
And if they get pissed because you don't, because I've had people get mad because I'll tell them, no, I'm good. They get mad. And
then
I'm like,
call Hollywood.
Then you just look at them and go, dude, you'll get over it. Okay. I mean, you really want to buy me my free cherry Pepsi? Thanks. Well, what else you drinking? I'm like, I'm drinking Fireball. Well, let me get you a shot. No, I'm good. I limit myself, so I'm good.
Mm.
I don't want nobody buying me stuff.
I think that's where women in a bar run into trouble.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, if your goal is to go out and get blasted,
you better have some friends around.
You better have somebody else with you and not be out solo. Now, me, I'm lucky. I live in a small town. I know pretty much 98% of the people at the bar. It's a very rarity to see people there that I don't know.
Mm.
But even so, even though I know them, I still won't accept drinks from people.
Because you never know. Even the only person you know that'll fuck you.
The only person I ever accept a drink from is the DJ there.
Mm-hmm.
Because him and I always, I buy him a shot, he buys me a shot, and we're good.
Right.
And that's every time we go out, or every time I go out. Him and I always get each other a shot. And that's just because that's what we've done for like the past year. It's always been that way.
What do you think on that list the most important thing to do is? Out of all that stuff they just said, what's the most important as far
in
as a
my
gesture?
In my opinion?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I think as far as all this goes is my thing with the most important would be leaving some things to the imagination.
I think so too. Holy shit.
And it kind of follows in the same aspect of, cause I think these two kind of go together. about leave some things to the imagination and not having sex on the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of go together, I think.
And I think for men, you're a bunch of morons. You know, I might play around and stuff like that. But if you really want to get into chick's pants on the first date, you're a freaking idiot. Because there, maybe I look at it a different way because I don't like that AIDS shit and I don't like that gonorrhea stuff. Because if you're actually able to get a woman on the first date,
and which one, which one of you is actually going to carry protection?
Exactly. There's a lot of morons out there that just go at it. It's like, dude, do you even know this dude? Or do you know this chick? Maybe I think of it as a different way, but I don't like that super gonorrhea stuff.
No, I think, yeah, you gotta, those two kind of get tied together. The no sex till you're dating and leave things to the imagination. I mean, even if you guys come to the decision that you don't want to date, but you're going to be friends with benefits, well, then you better make sure the friends with benefits just saying a one and done.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you know, well, one, they freaking lied to you.
They played you.
They played you like a fiddle.
And a lot of women do get played like fiddles.
Oh, big time. And you know what? Nowadays, guys do too.
Well, this is true.
I think it's equal.
Well, yeah. I'd have to say, yeah. But I think that is the most important thing. If I had to tell, you know, somebody, especially a guy, is rat that rascal.
Yeah, for real.
And if you're able to get in on the first time meeting them, don't do it. And that's being a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hand jobs, blow jobs are one thing, but the full Monty... Just meeting the person? No.
You guys want to make out at the bar, whatever, then whatever. That's whatever. But, you know, you going full undresser.
You got to worry what's down there.
Mm-hmm.
Something might come out of that snapper.
You never know. Something might crawl out of him, too.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, you know, so you got to be careful nowadays when you go out.
You know, because that ain't a jester or somebody, some woman just going and say, hey, I want to jump your bones. That right there is a hole. And she's probably going to say, hey, where's my $50 afterwards?
She might expect money on the end table after.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, yeah, here's her, you know, the pimp coming down the fucking aisle.
Yeah, you don't know.
You know, there's some guys are just damn stupid.
Yeah. That's why I crack up when people use those stupid apps nowadays that are just for hookups.
What do you mean? They got apps for hookups?
Yeah. Like you can...
To have sex?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. Yeah. They have apps for that.
Just to have sex?
Yeah, meaning whatever town you're in, you can go on this app and you can find a hookup in the town that you're in. A one-night stand.
That is dangerous business.
But people do it.
Now, would it be the app's fault if they came home with something that don't leave them?
No, it's their own fault, because you should know if that's what your intentions are to bring something. Bring protection.
I cannot believe we're in the time where you actually have apps that do
this. And I think women should be just as responsible as men. And women, you should pack your own condoms in your purse.
You're damn right. Because there's some nasty, filthy men out there.
Well, just like there's nasty, filthy women.
That I guess are going on to this app. What's this app called?
I don't know what the name of it is. I just hear about it from a bunch of people.
Doesn't that make you like, what the hell are you doing if you know about this app?
I ain't doing nothing.
I thought Tinder was this thing.
No, Tinder's a dating app.
But there's actually a hookup for sex app.
Yeah. I'll find it for me,
and I'm going to do a review on it right here on the show. I'll put it on another screen, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to type in our town, and want to see how many hoes are out there in our town. I think that would be funny, don't you?
Yeah.
You up at the station, somebody comes in, hey, I seen you on that app, and then they turn all red and shit like that. Expose them, I say.
I think so.
But I know the men might outweigh the women on this.
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, you looked it up?
Hookup Hub, local dating. Hookup dating. Hookup app, friends with benefits, adult dating.
What, do you got to buy this or something?
Oh, no, I'm not clicking on them.
Well, you'll probably get all kinds of freaking viruses.
I just Googled sex apps.
And they actually got apps where you can hook up.
This one news article specifically states, and this news article was, it's Marie Claire. It's out of the UK. There are 22.
That's because the UKs are free.
There are 22 best sex apps for no strings attached sex.
22?
Mm-hmm. And this was in August of this year that this was
written. Where the hell am I living now?
Mm-hmm. Then you got ChicagoReader.com says 31 plus best sex apps to find casual sex in 2022.
So you got this, like, newspaper actually promoting this?
Yeah. ChicagoReader.com. It specifically says that the number one app in ChicagoReader.com, the number one best sex app with no strings attached sex, is Adult Friend Finder.
Damn, maybe I should like get it into their affiliate program, man. I have all kinds of freaks out over into them.
So there's apps out there.
Do they got biker sex apps or some shit like that?
They probably do.
They probably do with all this stuff.
They probably do. I'm just not clicking on any of them.
No, because you'll get viruses on that phone.
I don't want to do that. So, but I mean, I just proved that there are apps out there for just casual
sex. I wonder if my listeners do this, you know, go to those apps.
No, does anybody have those apps
out there? Yeah, anybody out there have these apps? I want to know here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I could have them give a good review.
Inquiring minds want to know if you've ever used one of those sex apps.
I just think it's dangerous, though.
It is. But people,
you know, we talk about serial killers, unsolved cases.
Yep.
And I think an app like that would really set off a predator on somebody.
Yeah. Seriously.
Because if they're just going for a hookup just for sex, you don't know what the hell you're getting, because those apps, they're not going to tell you.
Nope.
That's just like, well, what is that, Tinder? You'd get catfished on there.
Well, you can get,
they show you a picture anywhere from when they're 20 and they're really 50, and you're like, holy shit, what happened here?
Yeah. There's a lot of apps like that out there.
So if they try to use this hookup app,
I mean, for Christ's sakes, people think Instagram's a dating app, for God's sakes. You know how many people I've had to block because I get a message going, hey, how old are you? Fuck off.
Yeah, they do think Instagram's like that.
Fuck off.
You know what? I actually went live on TikTok on Sunday.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't post my video.
No, I'm sure they didn't, because you cross lines. You cross their...
What lines am I crossing? I want to know.
Half the time, man, you just say one curse word and you're off.
Yeah, but you just see it all over this TikTok. They're swearing their asses off.
Well, they're doing a hell of a lot on that app. They don't care. I mean, it's like, I guess if you're one of those ones that are making money off of TikTok, it's totally different than if you're
You
not.
Can actually make money off of that app?
A lot of the people on the app are making money.
Get out of here.
They get paid by TikTok. Those are the ones you're going to see wearing all the hoodies and all that crap from TikTok.
My goodness gracious.
You know, ouch.
Well, that was stupid. You just hit yourself.
I did. It's fine. So, in other news, I do have some news stories before we hit our major, major topic.
We ran out.
We ran out.
Yes, we're at an hour.
Really?
Yes, you've been doing that good.
Holy crap, we didn't even get to do our unsolved murder.
Now we're going to have to push that to the new
tomorrow.
One. This was a very interesting topic that you brought up, and for being half fucking ready, you did good.
Thanks.
I have to say, you did really damn good.
Thanks. So I guess we'll save our unsolved murder we'll save that for tomorrow.
What's the unsolved murder? Let's just give a little preview right there.
The preview is a young couple was found dead in a lover's lane in Houston, Texas. And this was back in 1990.
Damn, I didn't even know they had lover lanes back in 1990.
I guess.
Well, that's going to be our next episode right there. Thanks, everybody, for the donations and stuff. If you want to donate to the show via Cash App, $ Motorcycle Madhouse, we outie.
Peace.